Yo, it's your boy Philippe.
Hey, Mickey Solo.
P.I.F.
Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked onto Nouvelle Life.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andrew the Royal Your Highness, and you're listening to Nouvelle Life.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. It's your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop. Hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous, G2 Complex, most official, and you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nouvelle Life.
What's up? It's your boy Slick Tech. Right now you're chilling at Mona House. We're here with Nouvelle Life.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Ajo, and you're listening to Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda. Hosted by your main man, Nouvelle Sean. You can also catch him on NouvelleLive.org. That's NouvelleLive.org. So, sup?
Catch us right
catch
here.
Us right here.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Rise up and see what is happening. Many times I ask myself, what would happen if Kwame Nkrumah and Patrice Emery Lumumba were to rise up?
You're now listening to another episode of the Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live,
yes, sir.
Hosted by Sean.
Say something.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Nouvelle Live podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. You're listening to episode 20. Last week we had Charlie May. Oh, yes, I had a great time. Amazing person out there. Shout out to Charlie May. She's likely going to be on stage tomorrow for by about 10 years and all that. Now, this is episode 20 of the Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda, which is brought to you by G2Complex.com. That is G2Complex. G2Complex.com. If you want anything to do with coding, equipment, studio design, you want to do voiceovers for your ad, you can holler at G2Complex.com. And they're the reason why we have this amazing sound. The Nouvelle Live podcast is also brought to you by The Fizz Word. The Fizz Word is THEFIZZ Word. It's a script writing company, events planning, social media firm that has just started up. It powers up the Nouvelle Live podcast. And this is Nouvelle Live. Episode 20, and I'm Sean, your host. Now, on this episode, I feel it's a special one for those who will be listening today. It's been a long time since I was hunting this special guest from likely last year, if I'm not mistaken. We normally meet at several events, but we don't talk about the podcast. However, what we talk about seems to be what we would put in a podcast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce the guest, I would like to let you know that you can get the Nouvelle Live podcast from nouvellive.org/podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Nouvelle Live. That is NUVEYLIV. And then you can follow me personally at Nouvision. That is NUVEYSHAWN. Most people like to call me Sean with an E. Well, that's it. Nouvelle Live, narratively hip-hop, sonically poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like I don't deserve doing the intro here, though. I don't deserve doing the intro, but My cousin bought me a chain.
My cousin gave me a chain. My cousin gave me a watch. I just bought him a chain. Love my job.
Vice Versa is the name of the game.
Yeah. Slick Tech is the writer of the song.
Producer as well.
Yeah.
Okay, jumped in too so quick. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have Slick Tech, Beats or Slick, whatever name you want to call him, but... You don't forget the Slick, right?
Yeah, actually, the thing is, Slick Tech is the artist. Beat So Slick is the alter ego that makes the beat. Then General Jitter is like the nickname that was given to both the alter egos. So it's the encompassment of both of the alter egos.
That is some Illuminati shit.
Nah.
Three-dimensional thing. So
yeah.
First, put in context each of those mentions you've
done. Okay, like Slick Tech is just like I started this whole thing. I wanted to be an artist, and I would go to studios, but like they were not quite making the sound that I wanted, and let alone give me like the patience or the time into shaping the kind of music I wanted to shape. So I just put in some research, and I noticed like there was this program going around FL at the time. It was FL3. So like years into the future, I just got that interest into making for myself the beat, and I got to studio with a beat. And that to me is the persona of Slick Tech, the guy who gets the beat and he writes like he I write like I'm not the producer or something. I just go into the an artistic set of mindset, and then I write. And then for Beat So Slick, I can have days when I don't want to write. I just want to express myself through music and sound. So I just come and make beats. Like I can make, usually when I sit down, I never make one beat. I play around with sounds, different tempos and stuff. And then I keep coming back and forth to these beats. Then I end up like maybe with 4 or 5 beats. Some days they can be more than that. But that is now Beat So Slick. That is that other type of person. And then for General Jitter, this came to me like it's Price who gave me that nickname, and he was like, "Hey, oh Jitter," it actually came from Luganda, that you're killing it. So it was it was him appreciating how I managed to combine these two things, like being the artist and being the producer. And then there was also this thing of me, I'm a graphic designer as well, so this whole thing of all these skills that I combine to contribute to the music is what makes me General Jitter.
We'll jump onto that graphics designing thing. If you listen to the previous episode, I was telling Charlie that there are a number of rappers out there who do more than one thing to stay afloat.
Yes.
Now, how long ago is the artist, the Slick Tech and Beats So Slick?
Actually, like at home, they don't know I make beats, they don't know I'm a producer, they don't know I'm a rapper. They know me as an artist because from a young age, I used to get spanked for tearing pages out of my 96-page Pickfair books for drawing. I used to win a couple of presents from New Vision for painting in those Sunday competitions. So at home, I've always been an artist to my mom and what not. So that has been my whole life. The music came later on.
Like
I was 14. When I jumped into like making these beats and all that,
sure. What happened to the Chitone? Is it the Chitone before?
Yeah, Chitone. You see, Chitone to me was like how you hear the word. It's like it's a gift or a talent of some sort, and to me, the way I even wrote it, some people read it as Kit One and stuff like that. But my plan for Chitone was to just create awareness for myself as Slick Tech.
Yeah.
So last year, I actually dropped 10 tracks of Chitone. I was dropping a track every week. That was actually Chitone. But most guys missed that out. But I was dropping tracks every week for Chitone. And then things came along, like I jumped onto other projects, NTM Mixtape, Prices Cash Crop at the time. And so I kind of put a halt on that one. The purpose of Chitone, it's like Kit One, because I'm planning on doing, it's like a trilogy. That's Kit One, there's Kit Two, then there's Kit Three. The reason why I chose that, well, it's because, I don't know, three always comes to my head. Holy Trinity and stuff like that. 1, 2, 3 movies are all coming out in trilogies. It's the best way, like even in drama, there's Act One, Act Two, Act Three. The beginning, the climax, and the conclusion. So Kit One was just me creating awareness of myself and just putting myself out there as an artist. So these other projects I'm putting in between are to really get people's attention. So when they look at Kit 2, the second kit, they can refer back to the Kit 1 and probably catch on from there. Then Kit 3 is to me it's going to be a conclusion. I've not yet, I don't want to really release anything about it yet, because I come up, I can change ideas as I'm making. Same thing with Trap House Memoirs. I wanted to drop Trap House Memoirs like late this year.
I was actually going to come to that.
Yeah.
What happened to Trap House Memoirs? Because I should say I am disappointed. Because this first single I heard, that thing blew me away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kept telling you, like, that sound that I don't think people have paid attention to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very rich, authentic, organic,
yeah,
whatever nick you can add there for as long as it's positive.
Yeah, but okay, look, Trap House Memoirs to me at the time, like, I was just explaining the trap music, because I was hearing a lot of, like, I would say negative comments, okay, like, towards, like, they're like, these trap niggas, these new school trap guys, but to me, I wanted to bring in the conscious part of trap music. So, as I was doing that, like, I did a number of projects with NTM, the mixtape, so in between, like, I had wrapped it up, I was ready to drop it, it's actually ready, I have it, but when I did more songs, I went back and forth and I was like, I need to add strategy to this thing. I didn't want Trap House Memoirs to end up like Kitone. Because Kitone, yes, I put myself out there, but I didn't put myself out there the best way, I would say, from my perspective. So with Trap House Memoirs, I was coming as a raw, angry artist. I was angry. Some of the music out there, if I dropped Trap House Memoirs, I was probably going to be dissing the UG Hip Hop Awards, you know, because of the small things that maybe I hear, like, them talking about other artists, like things of like mixing genres of people. There are people that I know should be awarded, and they are under categorized. I'll give an example of, let me say, Lorraine Vibes.
Yeah.
He produced Senelly Said's Stories of Elevation.
Sorry. Yeah, sure.
He produced Senelly Said's Stories of Elevation, but that album won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
But he did not get Producer of the Year of some sort. So to me, it didn't make sense. Like, I don't understand it, like, how it can be like that. Like,
you felt he was more deserving.
Yeah, because a bunch of people's albums that were categorized, he had worked on most of them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah? He was an outstanding.
Yes, he was outstanding, and he has been in the game for over a decade. But anyway, those are just my personal views. So, and with rap, okay, you're allowed to express.
Opinions are like beats. Everyone can have them, but what separates them is the beat needs to be better, right?
Yeah, the beat needs to be like different. But so some of those songs, like, I felt different now about Trap House Memoirs. So I didn't like cancel it, but I kind of put it on hold. I just did like a little bit of a detox on it. Like, I put it on hold. So along the way, my mood changed, and that's when I got that nickname of General Jitter. So I was like, wait a minute, I need to come and I need to do a project that reintroduces myself.
So General Jitter is the next project?
Yeah, it's the one that I'm dropping. It's the one that has that track of Love My Jobs, the one that has that the single. But though, I'm going to drop Trap House Memoirs as an EP, as a very short EP, five songs. And I think that's like early next month. So I'm going to drop it, and I'm going to give you an exclusive listen before it drops.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So for it actually, you reminded me when you spoke of it, and I was like, wow, there's guys who are interested in this kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
the people like us. That's why Nuvi Live is there.
And I thank you also for having this platform for us to set the record straight.
Yeah, I don't know if these people listen, but well.
Well, if they don't listen now, at least there's recordings. They'll eventually want to listen, so they will come back to this kind of stuff. This is like evidence for for the future
that,
stuff
that we existed.
Yeah,
I said the same thing last week because right now the podcast is back. We started doing it in 2015, and some of the first people I interviewed was Paid in Full.
Yeah,
there was Baru. Shout out to Baru.
Baru, yeah.
There is stuff he told me that I had to work out and get myself leveled.
Yeah,
which is great. And I said it on the previous episode for those who didn't listen to it. What I said, let me quote myself: is people will come back looking for this. They'll be looking for history. Ugandan hip hop history is so bleak.
Yeah.
Like you can be in a conversation with people and someone will tell you, you know, she would deviate and this is what was happening, you know, that kind of talk.
Yeah.
It's a little bit bleak and lacking, like it's hidden there and people don't even share it.
It's because people don't like document this kind of things. Because I actually believe like people have been enjoying the music game if it had only been documented from way back, Babaloku, GNL, these guys. It would be richer than it is. But now this is the era where now we are documenting this stuff.
Thank God.
So now in history they may think we are the ones who started it. But now it just has to be up to us to also credit. Yes, see, sure. This brings me also to another point of things that I've realized also in the game that I would like to speak out on.
Yeah, sure.
There's like the new guys who come up. They come up with disrespecting people who are there. And it's like I've noticed like there's this thing of guys trying to feed off like someone's like fame or hard work. Like you have an artist who's already doing it and he has a name, so you figure like maybe if I insult him to get and he says my name, I'll be relevant.
Let me just disrupt you a bit. Okay. Can this line put it in context?
Mm-hmm.
Now you suck in on Ru.
Now you are?
Sucking on Ru.
Yeah,
that was cheap on Sharapova this.
Yeah. But you see,
okay, no offense, but I'm trying to put it in context.
Yeah, but like you know, that's like hip hop. That's why the parental advisory tag is there. Like this people spit raw facts. Like it's allowed to spit raw facts, but you can get even where like such lines can come from. It's because we want the game to be. People speak of supporting each other, but guys don't really want you to make it. Like someone doesn't want to be cruising on their whole game, and then he sees you in the mirror and you're coming. They want to block you.
So you feel these young cats are quite disrespectful.
The young cats are disrespectful. I must say, young cat, but like I really. If I have nothing to say, nothing nice to say about someone, I'd rather not say it. That's what I'm trying to. I would wish guys just do that.
Yeah.
Like if you have nothing good to say about someone, don't really say it. Because this whole thing of the negativity of you, if you feel you're good, you're now the shit. These other guys are old, or maybe those other guys are weak, or what? That whole thing of just comparison. We should leave that to their words.
Because it's the people who vote.
Yeah, and then it's about music, because people are out here doing music. I've seen, like, recently I saw a poster, there's some boiling incident happening of this Luganda XL guy and Price Tabor. This guy went on SNMS last weekend and he started ranting about how he's better or whatever, trying to cause a frenzy. Yeah. So now what he does is like...
I should call who? What's his name? Muff B of Tempo Music.
Yeah.
There's a track where he mentions the word frenzy with style.
Frenzy with style, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually I was just like... He went on radio and just... He started ranting out that kind of... Trying to create a buzz of some kind of... Insinuating some kind of beef or instigating something of the sort. Then... He goes ahead and writes posts on Facebook, reverse NTM is phony, they're nothing but social bundles. And then he goes ahead and says that's a subliminal, that you guys should not be offended by that kind of thing. But we didn't react. Our fans fought for us the battle. But there's something he did. Like after that, like he called Price. I was there actually. He called Price and he started now on the phone, over the phone, telling him how we need this, we should make business, let's keep it on moving, or how we do a battle or some kind of thing like that. But to me, to all of us, the team, we thought it was wrong. Like, if he wanted business, he should have first come and he spoke, like, talk to us, then we agree on something.
Which will take me to Tucker, Cord, Benny Black at the beginning of last year.
Yeah. You see, yeah?
I think that must have come naturally, right?
You know, I don't know. It didn't feel...
It must have come naturally, but the problem was the responses. I think the natural response I felt was Code's response.
Yeah,
it felt natural to me. He was actually speaking from the point of view that he meant it, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But yeah, you see why people don't want this beef thing, because people don't actually have real beef like that. People don't know how to get this beef and make it poetic and artistic and entertaining. You see, like guys just want to. It's like it's an attention thing. You get it. I'm not saying this. Yeah, so it's becoming. It sucks. It's boring.
I feel having beef. It's not the whole thing. It's not the point. But having something to say about what you don't feel without getting physical.
Yeah,
I think is the.
You see, that's even the thing. We have watched these battles. A guy spits a diss about your moms, but he's just making punchlines. It's like when a guy says your mom is so fat she got hit by a parked car. It doesn't mean, like, there are guys who can get offended hearing his mom, just his mom.
Yes.
But now when you're in this field like this, you have to have a tough ego. These egos are for crocodile guys who have, like, who can endure this kind of stuff.
In 2015, this should be history that doesn't need to be forgotten.
Yeah.
In 2015, Price versus 207.
Yeah.
That stuff put my town, like, higher. People started paying attention to Luzira. That's where I come from.
Yeah.
And of course people think Luzira is about the prison.
Yeah.
Got buzzed too.
That's a buy in its own right.
It's a buy in its own. Like, there was an amazing battle. And people, I think 2015 was a great year.
Yeah.
That's actually when Nuve really paid more attention.
Yeah.
And there was that battle. And I like how, you know, after the battle, these guys shake hands and they're like, man, it's all good. Mm. It's about the music, man.
Mm.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. You see, when it becomes about the music, the competition should just be friendly. Like, you hear something a guy is doing and it's nice. You can't hate on good music.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen as much healthy competition as when Competition Is Dead was dropped.
Yeah, you see, like that. When you're basing the competition on the craft itself, it becomes very special, like, and entertaining. It's like sports, you know. Just imagine if Usain Bolt was running and that guy who runs next and he hits him with the elbow. There are people who would be disappointed because they were like, we just wanted to see who's the fastest runner. We didn't want your egos in. So that's where the disappointment comes. Like, people just want to listen to the music.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you're really upset about something and you want a platform to vocal it out and you're a musician, lay down your bars. You end up getting respect for, like, putting that down in an artistic way.
Okay, before we jump into actually the music and all that.
Yeah.
Now, I've been following a number of social media messages.
Yes.
Let me call them messages.
Yes.
Where you actually, I don't know, that's how you felt at that time, that bloggers, you have a problem with
bloggers. Oh, yeah. About that line, by the way, when I put that up there, you're different from other bloggers, you get it? But what I was meaning is, like, I dropped a song, and I contacted, like, Urban Hype, Tribe UG.
You don't have to mention.
Yeah, all those guys. I contacted these guys, and I was like, how can I get, what's the official way? I, like, really try to do stuff the systematic way, you know? So I talked to them, and like, oh, they were like, email the link, and blah, 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 put some info, and blah, blah, blah. Then I was like, cool. So I sent them my stuff, and then I get word from, like, I see online people posting this blockchain rap. There's other blogging guys. I don't mean to hate and or say something that will offend anyone, but I'm just giving example of bloggers like that I see online. So I see guys trying to, everyone's fighting to have that exclusive
of the music.
Yeah, of the music. You want an but the game is so small, you get it. So me, that's why I didn't do any exclusive. I dropped things straight to my page, straight to YouTube, straight to what. So me to put out that post, it was because me, I felt like, what's wrong with my music? Like, I sent it the systematic way, and it's not being uploaded or what. So for you, you may find your thing is different. When I send you the music, you're actually honest. You review it or whatever. Then I see it goes up. You see, we have a pace. Like, me, I have a pace. When I see, like, Price putting up his music, it's put up there, like, chop. So I don't know whether there's something else involved or what. And then I also knew that when the awards last time, you know, okay, the whole thing is me. I'm vocal about what I feel, like, most times, like, but I don't overrant.
Ain't good with consolation.
Yeah, ain't good with consolation, but I dedicate this composition. Yeah, so
okay.
Yeah, so like last year, I was mainly vocal about the Hip Hop Awards because of my point for Lorraine. I felt like because he had worked the hardest. Yeah, and there's no shame in me standing for my opinion. I have my rights. I can say whatever, and I allow anyone to say whatever also, but I vocaled out my stuff, and then I kind of got like a feeling that maybe this thing would get like biased towards me in a sense. So there was a time we were here like just chilling, and then I was talking to guys that my music. They're like, why don't you send the link again? Use who? So I was just like, that's when I was like, the whole industry, you're few bloggers, Nuve. You're the only guy I would say that is really doing this stuff. But if there were like 8-9 more guys, this industry would grow.
If there were 50.
If guys had your attitude, like, you know, you have a very good attitude. You have a passionate attitude towards what you're doing. And I wish everyone in this, everyone doing this kind of thing, like, you're actually doing it for what you're really standing for. If you're a blogger, you're marketing the musician's music also.
Okay, let me cut you short for a little bit. Now, this podcast is powered by g2complex.com, and the fees word, if you want to get yourself professional written film scripts, you can holler at Twitter or at the fees word, follow g2complex.com. And it's just a word to the bloggers there. You know, it's easy to start up a blog and all that. But the most important thing is, what are you saying? Because, you know, a blog is actually supposed to be something very special. That someone chronicles something they believe in, you know, they follow it. But what is wrong with rap, which has always, hip-hop, what has always been a problem is the journalistic approach to it is not there. People do not have moral ethic and all that. I'm not speaking for anyone out there, but anyway, real recognize real, and also real recognizes fake nonetheless. Now, Slick, you said you do have General Jitter coming through.
Yeah,
you have Trap House Memoirs.
Yeah,
now if a kid reach out to you, it's a young beat maker, and maybe they would love to, you know, do this. What special advice would you give them?
The bottom line for anyone trying to do this is stay true to yourself, yeah? Do what you feel you want to do, like the way you want to take your music. Have patience with the music, whatever you're doing, and always like, you can always try to research for new ways of doing the music. Like, don't take compliments like seriously. Like, appreciate them, but I would say do not let them consume you, because some people get caught up like, oh, you guys, you're good. So when you allow you're good, you stop improving. Always improve. Do not then have fun with it. That's the most special thing, is just enjoy, have fun, and do not make a beat because someone else made it. Do not look at the competition. Just focus on your path. That alone, I think you will not. And then again, you can also holler at me, then we do some good beats together.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm a ghost beat maker. I've made so many ghost beats for people.
Yeah.
And of course, I get paid, not to mention it's me who made them.
Yeah.
Now, let's say a kid wants to distribute this to make maybe a living off it. What could you call them steps? Would they follow?
Well, to make a living, you have to first be good. That's where it starts. Like when you start, you know, you can always know, like, this beat is, you upload, like, create a page. Okay, do not upload like the whole beat. Do like, you can, a guy can
you
do
can
like snippets. Yeah, you can tag it everywhere and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then start socialize with these hip hop artists. Like, come to events where you can meet different people, see the different rappers, try to meet them, give them maybe a CD or whatever of the beats and the contact. It starts like that. Like, you can, that's what I would say for these young guys who are just starting out. Because what you need when you're starting out, you actually every producer, you just need actually one special artist. If you have like one, if you have more, that's good for you. But like, you just need one, basically one. You can even be your bro. You know, and don't need to look far. You can just be with, because me, I'm with my boys. I was just making beats with my friends, and my friends started believing themselves. They did their stuff, and now guys are the ones on radio stations right now. So it can start like that. Your friends, just, it's about the passion, consistency, the discipline to respect your craft. And what I mean by respecting the craft is always having time to practice your craft. Like, you always have to sharpen. Me, every day, at least, I always have to make a beat. I always step into the studio. If you don't have a studio, always try to fidget around. Look for inspiration. Don't listen to one style of music if you want to be a good producer. Even if you're doing hip-hop, because a lot of this good hip-hop has been even derived from other genres. That's what I would say.
But what's your favorite dope?
Dope?
D-A-W.
The program.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, FL. That's where I started from. FL. FL, then Logic. I supplement, like, I polish the stuff with Logic. Like, FL is like my sketching pencil. And Logic is like the colors, you know.
I'm an Ableton guy.
Eh?
Yeah.
This
is Ableton.
I've never heard of
Ableton Pro 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's mainly good for live instrumentation, because
okay.
It has nice features like that.
It's kind of like Cubase.
Yeah, it's more like Cubase. Mm.
But now, you see, anyway, it would take me some time. It's also looking like
I feel like Ableton is like the, you know, poor man's Logic.
For real, yeah?
But it can do so much. A lot of people use it for, if you let's say you have like a live set, and you can do so much with it. I use it for podcasting, the theme beat for this
podcast
was created by that.
By that, yeah?
Yeah. So now I'm trying to go to the part where you tell us about your other things, because me, most people know I write. Those who do not know about the podcast, they might think it's all about that. Those who know about the podcast are like, yeah, the guy hosts the shows, the guy records music and all out there. Yeah. So I remember I interviewed Ninja C a while ago, last year, I think, an engineer, shout out to her. And she said with hip-hop music, the more skills, the better.
Yeah.
Now, back to the point that you said you do some graphic design.
Yeah, the graphic design came from my, like I said, I've been an artist since I was like kiddo. So the graphic design, it was like senior six vacation, actually. That was 2008. That's when I jumped into the whole graphic design thing. I was taking it lightly. I did the drama. I did the course in drama. So that also gave me voice and speech skills, acting. I also know script writing, directing, because yeah, do all that stuff. That's why the music also became more mature for me. And but the graphic design, I thought I was leaving it at that time. But when I got back, like when I finished school again, I jumped back in it because of the songs, like artworks.
Yeah.
And then I got gigs. I used to work for DJ Carol. MID, I used to push her company's social media stuff. So when I worked for her, my skills became serious on the graphic design thing. Yeah, so even printing, NASA Road, the kind of stuff. So basically, that's just that other hustle, like this outside music. My other hustle outside music is actually graphic designing.
You should do for us that exclusive graphic work for Nouvelle and stuff.
Yeah, it would be my pleasure, man.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, consider that my offer. You can give me details like in the DM. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, sure. This podcast is brought to you by G2 Complex, the Fizz World. And before we sign out, where can people reach you?
People can reach me online, Facebook. Like, if you get in touch, like what, physically?
The details, first the online and then the offline.
Well, online, Twitter, my Twitter handle is @SoSlick. Facebook, you can. My username is BeatSoSlick. I have a page, Slick Tech Beats. All these pages are synchronized. You can use any format to get to me through there. Then I think I would advise social media. Then you can reach me from there. Get in touch with me, social media. You get the other details.
Any last thing you would like to shout out, say, or anything you would want to put out to the people?
On the other hand, shout out to UG Hip Hop Awards. They are really doing something that's also pushing like artists to know that they are going to get like the rewarding thing. But I'd also want like more other different award shows in Uganda
to take us serious.
Yeah, not just UG Hip Hop Awards.
You know what happened? There was something called Uganda Entertainment Award.
Yeah,
last year they forgot a whole category of hip hop.
Of hip hop.
Then we had to tweet about it. That was stupid.
That was really, yeah.
It was. No apologies.
No apologies.
Like you just said. Because it was damn stupid. And then this year, the guy who took the award, trust me, I just got to know about him. Like, the next day, and I'm like, this.
See, that's the thing also that makes
this
me.
This is bullshit.
You see that kind of thing? That's why I was putting there, like, crane engraved awards. You get it? Like, people buy awards. Like, it's like they just buy. How do you win an award and no one knows? So I even wonder, like, are these awards based on the voting? Are they based on performance? What are they done for?
It's like they had judges.
Is it money laundering or something? Like guys want to just legitimize some kind of thing? I don't know. But my last word is just, I don't know. I just want the game to get better. And I'm going to try to, like, not even try. We have a lot of stuff coming out. Mickey is going to drop Wave Dictator next year. I'm dropping General Jitter. Price is about to drop Cash Crop. Then the NTM mixtape is also dropping this year. Her boy is working on his mixtape as well. So just know, like, next year is jam-packed. There's a lot of stuff. Everyone in NTM is working on a tape. There are other guys, new guys. Like, they're not new guys to us, but they're new guys to, like, the radio, who are going to be coming out in the NTM.
Yeah, sure. Let me cut you short because we've reached the end of the show.
Okay.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter @NouveLive, that is NUVEYLIVE, or follow me personally @NouVersion. You can find this podcast and more on our website, that is nouvellive.org/podcast. And I've been Sean, your host. We out. This has been episode 20. I love my job. Homie, I love my job.